أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد صدقكم الله وعده إذ تحسونهم بإذنه حتى إذا فشلتم وتنازعتم في الأمر وعصيتم من بعد ما أراكم ما تحبون منكم من يريد الدنيا ومنكم من يريد الآخرة ثم صرفكم عنهم ليبتليكم ولقد عفا عنكم والله ذو فضل على المؤمنين إذ تسعدون ولا تلوون على أحد والرسول يدعوكم في أخراكم فأثابكم غما بغم لكي لا تحزنوا على ما فاتكم ولا ما أصابكم والله خبير بما تعملون Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss verses 152 and 153 of Surah Ali Imran. And once again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the test and trial that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had put the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum through. And here is the first occasion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks directly to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum with regards to their doings on the battle of Uhud. Further to the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about other reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the tables changed on the battlefield, and after some form of victory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created loss of lives, injuries, and the injury of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala speaks about the hurt and the feelings of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ. Certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fulfilled His promise, إِذْ تَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِ, when you did slay them, that is the Quraysh, بِإِذْنِهِ, by the permission, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise of victory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise of being and having the upper hand had been fulfilled, and that was at the initial stages of the battle when Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had the upper hand. Hatta idha fashiltum, until you had lost heart. Watanaza'atum fil amri, and you began disputing regarding the command. Here the command refers to the command of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, placing the archers on the mountain pass, telling them not to leave until he gives the further command, and then some of them had left, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to it, that they began to argue with regards to the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So until that point in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given this victory and Allah ta'ala had fulfilled His promise. وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ. Then you disobeyed after you had seen, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed you, مَا تُحِبُّونَ, what you had loved. What you had loved was victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown you this, and that was the result of disobedience to the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which tantamounts to the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then divides the groups of Sahaba into two. Minkum man yuridu al-dunya wa minkum man yuridu al-akhira. From amongst you there were those who desired the material world. Wa minkum man yuridu al-akhira. And there were those that desired the hereafter. One important aspect was this, that when they had seen that the Quraysh began to flee from the battlefield. Then there was this group that decided that the battle is over. It was an error insofar as the judgment was concerned with regards to the battlefield. They had felt it was no longer necessary for them to retain their positions as they were positioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They felt that one part of the battle is also to collect the booty, and hence they went down to collect the booty. It was not that they had any idea or they had any thought that by collecting the booty they will get any more. The previous battle, in the battle of Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already demarcated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already fractionalized, Allah Rabbul Izzat had divided the booty, Allah had made it clear how it will be divided. There was never the thought of any of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by collecting the booty would mean amassing it for themselves. But they had felt it was part of the duty and the obligation of those that were on the battlefield to do this so that it will create ease for others. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks from an authoritative point of view, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to cleanse the hearts of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum completely and totally. Allah wanted to remove it from any speck of any doubt whatsoever with regards to their love for this material world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ صَرَفَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ لِيَبْتَلِيَكُمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reversed them upon you. In other words, Allah ta'ala reversed the situation upon you. Now the whole tables had changed with regards to the battlefield. And why did Allah ta'ala do this? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would test you. Allah ta'ala did not say so that Allah ta'ala would punish you. It was a great test that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had placed upon the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now in the next portion of the verse, for all those that came after Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, you and I and those that come after us, all included, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes a very categoric statement, وَلَقَدْ عَفَىٰ عَنْكُمْ. And certainly Allah has forgiven you. When Allah ta'ala has forgiven Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, this was a matter directly between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were fighting in the path of Allah ta'ala. Allah has forgiven them. You and I have no right to analyze. You and I have no right to speak any ill of any one of those Sahaba, or for that matter, any Sahabi of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them. It was an obligation that they had. It was a matter between them and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah has overlooked it. Allah has obliterated it. Allah has erased it. Allah ta'ala has forgiven them. We have no right then to blemish our books of deeds with regards to any form of thought or any form of speech about the Sahaba of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahu dhu fadlin ala al-mu'mineen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most bounteous. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most gracious upon the believers. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts and paints the picture of exactly what had happened at that time. Istus'iduna, when you had deserted, وَلَا تَلْوُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ, and you do not turn and look upon anyone. The reality was this, وَالرَّسُولُ يَدُعُوكُمْ فِي أُخْرَاكُمْ, whilst the Rasul was calling from behind you, whilst the Rasul was calling you from behind you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ, إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ, come to me, O servants of Allah. Come towards me, O servants of Allah. Obviously, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was on the ground. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam had fallen. He was hurt. He was injured. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in pain. The voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not penetrating. Sahaba could not hear clearly the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Louder than that was the rumor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's shahadat and martyrdom, and hence Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum continued deserting until Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, heard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, reiterated the message and conveyed the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum responded and they came around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَأَثَابَكُمْ غَمَّمْ بِغَمِّنْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala placed one gham, Allah ta'ala placed one sorrow upon a sorrow. One was the sorrow of the loss of lives, the table turnings in the battlefield, and the other was the sorrow of the injury, and then the subsequent rumor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's martyrdom, such a great difficulty upon Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala place upon the Sahaba all these difficulties? Why did Allah ta'ala turn the tables? Why did all of this happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, لِكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا مَا أَصَابَكُمْ, that this battle of Uhud that had taken place very early in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the third year of the Hijrah, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this as a very basic foundation. This was not the end of all the battles. Many had to take place thereafter. We find in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to ingrain in the hearts of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and in our hearts also, that what matters is the rada and the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. What matters is fulfilling the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever the situation be, whatever the condition be, whether it is a situation of profit or loss, whether it is a situation of benefit or harm, we will fulfill the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and we will remain firm in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, whatever the state be, whatever the condition be. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now gives another reason, and Allah ta'ala says, لِكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, that in future you will never grieve upon whatever you lose. You will never grieve upon whatever does not come your way. In other words, whatever the situation of loss be, you will not grieve. وَلَا مَا أَصَابَكُمْ, and nor would you grieve upon whatever difficulty comes upon you. You will now, after this lesson that you have learnt on Badr, and this was it, practically Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum through these lessons, like how we say a person takes somebody through their paces. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum through these steps, so that Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum remains firm in the plans of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah ta'ala had utilized this as a practical lesson for the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wallahu khabirum bima ta'amaloon. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of what you do. In other words, all of this was known to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear why Allah ta'ala had brought about the situation upon Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And for you and I, when we study this incident of Uhud, it leaves us with many lessons, that what great difficulties they had gone through. And the most important lesson is Allah had forgiven the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and you and I have no right then to speak any ill or to think any ill about the Sahaba of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.